So many people are watching the miniseries The Chosen and enjoying it and finding that their faith is being enhanced. One of the co-creators is Amanda Jenkins, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Amanda, if people don't know, what is The Chosen?
Yeah, it's a multi-season show about the life of Christ and his followers.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Well, as you're writing and creating the show, I mean, the story that we know so well, how do you fill in those gaps between what's written in scripture? I mean, it must be a real challenge.
Yeah, well, we've got our writers, Dallas and our two writers, they have all of this, you know, cultural and historical context. One of our writers is a Bible historian. We also have theologians that weigh in that we really trust, New Testament scholars, a Messianic rabbi. So we do have a lot of depth and protections around us. And then these guys are storytellers. And so they go, they kind of tell the story. They outline, I've seen it in large post-it notes across my walls at different times, the stories that they want to tell. And then they fill in, okay, how could we have gotten there? What, when Matthew drops everything from his tax booth and leaves and follows Jesus, what would have led somebody to do that? And then as storytellers and creatives, they go backwards and fill in those plausible stories.
Well, now into season three, what are you hearing back from people who have watched the show? Have any of these stories surprised you?
The kids always stand out for us. I think that was a little bit unexpected to have such a wide age range from littles to old people. And it's been amazing to hear parents talk about how their children had no interest and now are picking up their Bibles and want to go to church. I mean, those things, all of the stories of life change based on the show, you made me want to go back to church. I had walked away from the church, made me want to go back. Those things are like fuel for us to just keep going because it never gets old and it's been extraordinary. But I think for me as a mom, it's the kiddos that we didn't really see that coming. It's been a really sweet gift to us.
Well, this, of course, is the gospel story. We know this whole story, right? And how it ends. And how do the writers get together and say, okay, well, this is how we're going to finish out season three, season four, and put it all together like that?
Well, they have worked backwards from the end. We do know how the story ends. And so they have outlined those back and they know how they're going to pace themselves to get where they're going. So each season has been mapped and then they work on filling in those details as they go. But I do think this is a very unique way to write because you do know where it's going. And we're having a lot of people say that to us, like, oh, now I'm dreading. That's a unique thing about the show too, that people are actually dreading where it's going, which I have that same feeling. I think a lot of us do, that we don't really want to end up at this crucifixion and have to experience that. But that's what they do. They set it from what we know and they work backwards and they decide. And there's much prayer that goes into those. I mean, Dallas is actually in Portland right now on a writer's retreat where they are powwowing with each other and different influencers of the content. And they're deciding, okay, how exactly are we going to fill in? They're already on to season five, figuring out those details. So four is going to be shot this spring. So those scripts are done and we're on to figuring out the details of five. So, but it's mapped out. It's mapped out to the end.
And what's really cool about The Chosen are the support materials that are also behind it, which you've had a hand in helping to create. Can you describe what some of those things are?
Yeah, we know with each season of the show, we have devotionals that are quicker. So they're about a 5-minute thing that you can pick up and read a verse and have kind of a reflection on. And then we do have Bible studies for each season as well that are a little bit more in depth. So our heart is for people to just to love the show, but who want more and who want to maybe understand more and to go deeper, that they have these resources available to them as well. So that's our heart behind the extra stuff.
Of course, you can watch The Chosen on YouTube, or you can download their app and watch episodes that way. You can even download them. And some episodes have even been in cinemas. One of the co-creators is Amanda Jenkins, and she's been our guest. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks so much, Todd.